Sengi kukile mina, angsa quasi come mesa. Umanina funu kuluma, pumaninga pante, ni kulume kona. La, si non tandaso uti, un kulungula a kulume nati. Quesini kati un kulungulu u kulumang emfitlagalu, kufanele uti, upapame, ulalela, utin unkulunkulu kimi.
I would appreciate it if you can please keep quiet. I am old already and I cannot shout and we do not want to compete. And the Lord speaks to us often through something soft, through a secret, and we need to grasp that.
Ngingafisa ukuthi wonke umuntu amuzo uNkulunkulu namuhla kule nkonzo.
It is my desire that everyone in the service would experience God today.
Uma bemuzwa bemlalela.
Having heard God and obey Him.
Singing afunda izwi leNkosi.
Can we read God's word?
Ngicelile ukuthi ungathandi kuzwa amazwi kaNkulunkulu, ngcono aphume, akhulume phandle, kusala laba abathanda kumuzwa uNkulunkulu.
I have asked that those who do not want to keep quiet and listen to God's word, you can go outside and speak, that those who remain are those that want to hear God's word. These days I've been sitting on that chair over there. The young people especially do not listen to me, and when I speak to them, they laugh at me.
Baphazamisa mina, ngaze ngasuka lapho ngathi ungcono ngihlala kwenye indawo ngingaphazaniswa lezi ngane abafana abancane.
They disturbed me over there that I even moved from their chair to come sit here. Small children being a disturbance.
Manje mina bengithi kuba abazwanga iziyalo zikaNkulunkulu ukuthi uJosefa wayemlalela uNkulunkulu, sezwa futhi ukuthi umuntu ongamhlonipha uNkulunkulu, ongalaleli uNkulunkulu, ukuthi yena ukuthi hayi kuphela ukuthi ulahlekelwa, kodwa ebhubha umuntu ongalaleli uNkulunkulu.
We see how those who do not obey God, not like Joseph did, the way he obeyed God, but those who do not obey God, they end up in destruction.
Ngasengicabanga ukuthi ngizokhuluma hayi ukuthi sijeziso ukuthi sibe njani, ngifuna ukunikhomvezela ukuthi uJosefa kungani na uNkulunkulu emthanda.
And I thought I do not want to speak about the curse or the punishment, but how much God loved Joseph.
Musani kudlala uNkulunkulu akadlali, uNkulunkulu uzo busisa ngalokho okwenzayo wena. Uzokuqalekisa ngalokho okungamhloniphi uNkulunkulu.
Do not play around. God will bless you for that which you have done for God, and God will curse you for that which you have been disobedient to God for.
Ngizofunda uGenesis 39.
We'll read together out of Genesis chapter 39,
verse 19.
from verse 19.
Ya tingo siyake isizwe amazwi ungayo wayikhuluma kuyo ethi enza njalo kimi nceku yakho lwavutha ulaka lwayo inkosi uJoseph yamthatha yamfaka etrongweni indawo lapho iboshwa zenkosi zaziboshwa khona waba khona etilongweni.
Joseph's master was furious and had Joseph arrested and put in the prison where the king's prisoners were kept, and there he stayed.
Kepha uJehova wayenaye uJosefa wamupha umusa, wamenzela ububele emehlweni umlindi wetilongo. Umlindi wetilongo wanikela esandleni sikaJosefa zonke iziboshwa ezazisetlongweni, konke ezazikwenza khona kuyena owayikwenza.
But the Lord,
umlindi wetilongo akabanga esabeka lutho olusezandleni zakhe ngokuba uJehova wayenaye. Naloko akwenzayo uJehova wakuphumelelisa.
But the Lord was with Joseph and blessed him, so that the jailer was pleased with him. He put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and made him responsible for everything that was done in the prison. The jailer did not have to look after anything for which Joseph was responsible, because the Lord was with Joseph and made him succeed in everything he did.
Ngithe ngifuna ukunivezela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayenaye uJosefa ngesizathu sini.
I said I want to show you for what reason God was with Joseph.
Sibonile izolo ebusuku. Kodwa bengithanda nje ukuthi ngiphindisa kona ngamanye amazwi kancane ngombono yokuthi uJosefa ukuze ebusiseka kangaka ukuthi kungani na ngivezele inhliziyo yakhe.
Now yesterday we saw how Joseph lived and how the Lord blessed him. But today I just want to give you another glimpse of what Joseph did for him to be blessed by God.
Joseph wamuzwa uyise ekhuluma naye walalela.
Joseph heard his father speaking to him and he obeyed him.
Ngalokho ubengafani nabafowabo.
In that way he was different to his brothers. He obeyed and respected God.
UNkulunkulu uyathokoza ma ethola umuntu othi ngizolalela wena ngifuna iziluleko zakho.
God is pleased with someone who obeys him and accepts his commands and his teachings.
Joseph wayingane esehlukanake noyise abafowabo bemdayisa.
Joseph was still young when he was separated from his fathers and his brothers sold him.
Siyazi sibonile ukuthi kungani na ukuthi kade bemzonda kade befuna ukumbulala.
We saw why they hated him and why they wanted to kill him.
Kodwa uJoseph waqinisela phambili emhlonipho uNkulunkulu, hayi ngokuba ubengezwa lutho ukona ubekhala izinyembezi iBhayibheli elithi abafowabo lapho sebebuyisene sebehlala kuye eGibhithe bona bathi siyazi ukuthi yena ubekhala kanjani, ubehluphekile kanjani. Sibonile izinyembezi zakhe lapho simdayisa.
Now Joseph, he persevered. He went forward and he carried on. And not only because he did not fear, have any feelings. No, he did. When his brothers came to him later, they said that they remember the tears that he cried when they sold him.
Kodwa ube lo moya uJesu katena uJesu lapho efela mina esiphambanweni wathi baba bathethelela abazi indaba yenzayo.
He had the spirit of Jesus, the same spirit that when Jesus was crucified he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Abafowabo bamzonda kodwa yena lapho bemdayisa azange benamagqubu, azange ebona ukuthi uNkulunkulu akamfuni, azange ecabanga ukuthi qha mina uNkulunkulu akangiboni. Yena ubembona uNkulunkulu phambili kwakhe njalo.
When his brothers sold him, he did not have a grudge. He did not say, God does not love me. He always had an eye to see where God was leading him.
Noma emapi yena ubebuka ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini.
Wherever he was, he always looked and said, what does God say?
Ngikhumbula umngame useshonile iminyaka. Yena mzwane shata wayesasithandaza. Wayethandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu angifuni ukuthi ngibe umuntu omuhle ngokwami, ngamandla ami. Ngicela Nkosi ukuthi wena ungidala ukuthi ngibe unkosikazi othandwa uNkulunkulu.
I remember my wife, who has already passed away. The day we got buried, she prayed and she said, God, may I not be someone who is pretty and presentable to other people through my works, through what I do myself, but God, may you come into my heart and may you glorify yourself through me.
Ngelinye ilanga ngamsola kuba bengibona ukuthi cha lokho akuhambisani ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
One day I reprimanded her as I saw that that which she was doing did not go together with God's will.
Lapho ngimkhuzile mina ngahamba. Kodwa yena lapho ekhona kwafika abadala nabasha bafika kuyena bathi, awu, sorry, ukuphatha kabi indoda yakho, ukuphethe wakuphatha kabi, wangenza kahle.
When I had corrected her, I left, and then other people that were there came to her and said, oh, sorry, we see
abanye,
that
abanye kate bemtshela lokho. Yena wathi thulani. Mina ngathi uNkulunkulu ngihole ukuthi ngibe unkosikazi odalwa wena. Ngibe unkosikazi othandwa wena.
And the people said to her, we see that your husband did not treat you well, the way he spoke to you. She said, be quiet. I prayed and I asked God, may he lead me in his will and create me into a wife which God wants me to be.
Waiseti tulani bo ni funa guti ni puka isbusi sosami gunkulungulu mina ngikelile gunkulungulu guti ngihole ngokwentando yakho ai ngendlela ethandwa yimina ethandwa abantu mina ngifuna ukulalela uNkulunkulu musanike kungiphuka isibusiso sami kuba mina vele nje lokho akade ngisolwa ngakho lokho ngakwenza ngiphambana noNkulunkulu.
And she said, "Be quiet. Do not take this blessing away from me. I have asked God to lead me in His way." And she even said to them, "The way that I reacted, I also saw that I was not in the will of God when I did it."
Angifuni ukulahlekelwa isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu. Kuba mina ngacela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngihola njalo ngokwentando yakho.
I said, "I do not want to lose that blessing from God, because my prayer was that God would lead me in His will."
Kwangathi uJoseph wayenjalo, ethi mina ngiphambili koNkulunkulu, ngihamba uNkulunkulu ongibhekile. Konke okwenzeka kimi kudlula kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu owaziyo kangcono.
And I see Joseph was like that. Whatever he did, he walked with God. He wanted to do the will of God, and he would only do that which God told him to do.
UJoseph nani niyazi ukuthi yena bamdayisa.
We know that Joseph was sold.
Kwababhlungu iBhayibheli lithi wayekhala izinyembezi encenga ukuthi awubafowethu musane.
It was painful to him. He cried tears. He said, "Brothers, please do not do this to me."
Kotabona abamnaganga bamthatha ayikuthi bamthwala bambeka kahle emgodini bamphosa khona emgodini ojulile la engazobuya ephuma khona.
And they treated him so badly, so rough. They didn't just put him neatly into the pit. They threw him into the pit so that he fell down to the bottom.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabanaye, wamgcina, wamukela ngesandla sakhe, wambeka phansi engalimele.
But God was with him. God was there to catch him with his hand and to put him down so that he does not get hurt.
Lapho ke esemgodini yena noma bekubhlungu noma ube bengalimele uNkulunkulu umgcinile yena uJoseph wabona nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungihola ngalendlela.
And even when he was in that pit and God had helped him that he does not get hurt, even there he saw that God was leading him.
Babuya bamkhiphe bamphosela indopu bamkhipha bamkhumula ingubo kumakhaza ebusuku kakhulu lapho kade bekhona cisho kufana nasehlane la kumakhaza khona kakhulu kodwa bamkhumula ingubo bathi bazoyibuyisela kuyise yena ahambe engambethe kahle.
And then they threw down that rope to him. Now that area there is like a desert and becomes very cold in the evenings. And they had taken off his coat, so that his warmth was taken off. And that is how they sold him.
Bamdayisa, wahamba, wahamba nabo ebusuku engagqokile kahle kodwa yena asange esola noma bekubhlungu noma inhliziyo yakhe ikhathazekile ukuthi awu akabangbanga amagqubu yena wabamba wazimisela nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu angifuni ukuthi ngona kuwe.
At night he was led without his coat, cold. He did not have grudges. He did not moan because he knew I have God and God was leading him.
Wadayiswa kuPotifari, wadayiswa esikwila.
He was sold as a slave to Potiphar.
Isigqila esingaholi lutho esikhahlelwa esibukelwa phansi.
A slave was someone who did not get a wage. They were kicked around, they were despised.
Kodwa yena noma isigqila engaholi yena ubefuna ukuthembeka kuNkulunkulu esebenza. Ngiyamangala mangifunda ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabusisa ngisho abanye abantu. UPotifari lapho uJosefa esebenza kuye wathembeka wenza kahle. UPotifari waze wamnika okhiye wamnika konke wathi wonke umsebenzi wami koba ebona ebusiseka kuba ngaye uJoseph yena wathi phatha konke wena uphatha kangcono kunami.
Joseph worked faithfully as a slave without getting his wage, that even those that he worked for, they were blessed. Potiphar could see that his household had prospered because of Joseph and that he elevated Joseph to a higher position.
Siyazike ukuthi yena walahla etrongweni. Walahle etrongweni emgodini la kulahlwa khona abantu akade bemelene nongqongqoshe waseGibhithe.
And here we see that he was thrown into prison, a prison where the king's prisoners were kept.
Wahlala khona iminyaka, sengikhohlwa iminyaka. Wahlala khona iminyaka seven.
He stayed there for about 7 years.
Lapho ekhona ejele yena wathembeka. Umphathi wejele wathi Joseph gata iziboshwa.
And even there in prison he was faithful, so that the chief jailer even said, you can look after the other prisoners.
Aga shongo uguti upatagabi. Uthi upathe kahle uyangihlula mina emsebenzini wami phatha iziboshwa. Yena wayephethe okhiye, yena owayephatha zonke iziboshwa wayeziphatha ebahola babusiseke. Ijele labusiseka, no neziboshwa zabusiseka. Kwaba kuhle kubantu ababukayo ngokuba kuphathwa uJoseph.
The jailer said to him, Joseph, you are doing such a good job. You're even doing a job better than me. Here are all the keys to the prison. The way that Joseph worked in that prison, the prison itself was blessed, and everyone in the prison was also blessed.
Kodwa Joseph wathembeka, waqhubeka njalo ngenhloso yokumthokozisa uNkulunkulu. Ubenabugi abante. Noma be gate kumbule kaya. Noma gate kumbulu baba. Noma gate gunzima e gele. Kotwa noko yena watembeka. Waza wapata e gele long.
Joseph was faithful there where he was, even though he remembered back to his family, remembered his father. He had the pain in his heart, but he remained faithful in what he did, so much so that he was even in charge of everyone in the prison.
Umlindi wetilongo akabange esabeka lutho olusezandleni sakhe ngokuba uJehova wayenaye naloko akwenzayo uJehova wakuphumelelisa. UNkulunkulu wabusisa umsebenzi wakhe. Abanye babusiseka ngesenzo sakhe. Hayi kuphela ukuthi umuntu athi cha mina ngilalela uNkulunkulu, ngiholwa nguNkulunkulu. Hayi kuphela ukuthi yena wezwa ukuthi ngasizakala ngokumlalela uNkulunkulu. Abanye ekade nabo izitha zakhe zabona ukuthi ukuphathwa uyena kuhle. Yena waphathwa ukhiye.
The jailer did not have to look after anything for which Joseph was responsible, because the Lord was with Joseph and made him succeed in everything he did. Joseph did not only look at his own life and see to it that he pleased God, but the people around him, even his enemies, they were blessed by what he did. His life affected the people around him.
Siyazi ukuthi lapho ejele wathola umbiko uFaro ukuthi kukhona okwazi ukuchaza amaphupho.
While he was in prison, Pharaoh got a message that there is a man who can interpret dreams in prison.
UFaro walalela yena echaza amaphupho akhe uFaro. Wathi, wena Joseph, wena ozophatha isizwe sakwa wena ozophatha isizwe saseGibhithe.
And as Joseph was speaking to Pharaoh, interpreting the dreams, Pharaoh listened and he said, Joseph, you are the one who will be the ruler in Egypt.
UJoseph wezwa yena kuthi wangisiza uNkulunkulu, ngithemba yena wangenzela kahle. Kodwa phekwa lokho abantu bonke babusiseka ngaye.
Joseph saw that what he was able to do was because of God's plan, and he was following God's plan. But Joseph did it in such a way that the people around him were blessed.
Siyazi ukuthi lapho uFaro esembeka ukuthi yena bewonqonqoshe, wamnika konke, wathi sebenza konke, waphakamiswa uJosefa, waba umfana ozondwa wabafowabo, waba isigqila, manje use ungqongqosho waseGibhithe.
Pharaoh made him the governor in Egypt, someone who was hated by his brothers, despised by his family, has now been elevated to be the governor in Egypt.
Singathi wathola ogu osegcineni kuba uFaro wathi wamnika konke, wathi phatha ngentando yakho.
Pharaoh trusted him in such a way that he said, you do it as you see fit.
Kodwa akunanga khona, yena waphatha umsebenzi kaFaro waza wabutha yonke ingebo yasemhlabeni, umakhelwane eyasekhaya wayiqoqa yonke yeza et iesa ekipite. Yena waba umbusi womhlaba kuba yonke imali yafika yeza khona. Yesu akakhononanga athi uNkulunkulu ngifuna ukuthokozisa yena. Noma kubuhlungu mina ngifuna ukuthi ngingone kuNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wamphakamisa wamenza inkosi ephekomhlaba wonke. Nengcebo yonke yomhlaba wayibuthela uFaro yeza eGibhithe.
He did his work faithfully for the Pharaoh, a work for someone else, so much so that when he was gathering the wheat, he gathered all the wealth from the lands around him, that Egypt was made to prosper in such a way that you can say that Egypt was ruling the world at that time, and Joseph was the one who was doing it because he was faithful to God.
Niyeza nina basha eningathandi ukthula enthanda ukuthi nidelela abadala. Niyezwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angamphakamisa umuntu azabe inkanyezi emhlabeni.
You children who are unwilling to listen, you are disrespectful, you are cheeky when the older people speak. Do you see what God can do to a man? He can elevate him so much so that the stars even bow down to him.
Bonke bathokoza ukuthi saphathwa uJoseph. Kuba uJoseph usiphatha kahle.
All of them were pleased. We are being ruled by Joseph, and Joseph treated them well.
Konke kathi kuphathwa uyena kubusiseka no faro kubusiseka ngisho abafowabo.
That which he was, the work that he was doing, Pharaoh was blessed, so much so that his brothers were even blessed.
Akunanga lapho ukuthi ingcebo yonke yomhlaba yabuthana eGibhithe. Phekwa lokho nje sengizonichazela ukuthi kwaza kwafika abafowabo sebelambile, sebezofa. UJakobe uzokufa nabafowabo bonke bazokufa indlala. Kodwa noma kunjalo wabasindisa, basinda ngoJosefa. Ekade bemzonda, akade bemfuna ukumbulala. Yena owabasindisa. Isizwe sakwa-Israel sasizoba yini uma kade uJakobe efile nabafowabo efile? Angithi uJoseph wabalanda bafika kuye eGibhithe. Yena wabaphatha, yena wabagcina, abafanga indlala.
Not only did he have the wealth of the world, when his father and his brothers were at a point where they were about to die, they were able to come to him. He was able to save them. He was able to give them the sustenance that they needed. Imagine, where would the nation of Israel have been if Joseph had not been there? What he did, he then brought his father and his brothers, brought them to Egypt so that he could look after them and so that their nation could prosper.
Abafowabo uJosefa yena wababeka ukuthi bona baphatha isizwe sakwa-Israel.
And Joseph put his brothers into position so that they could help rule the nation of Egypt.
Yena wabagcina, yena wabaphakamisa, wabaphilisa, yena ephakathi kwabo ngenxa yakhe abafowabo babizwa kuthi bangoyise yesizwe sika Israel. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi isizwe sakwa Israel bese begu amakhosi awu 12 ilaba wabalanda uJoseph wabalanda waba qentela indlela ukuthi uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi aqhube umsebenzi wakhe makade makade engabasindisa befile endleleni ngazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayezowenza njani mhlambe wayezothi awu ngikhathele abantu kodwa ngoJoseph sadalega isizwe sakwa Israel.
Joseph was able.
Bona beyazi ukuthi samdelela umfowethu. Kodwa nokho yena wabaphatha. Bamthobela.
Joseph was able to help his brothers. They were able to grow. And then so much so that his brothers, they became the tribes of the Israelites, so that the Israelite nation could become what it was. They were going to die. Imagine what God would have done without them, or what God would have done, what he was able to do through Joseph, so that the nation of God could continue to grow.
UJoseph wathi ngingona kanjani ukuthi ngona kuNkulunkulu.
Joseph said, how can I sin against God?
Ninake eningathandi kulalela. Nizwile ukuthi isono, idakamizwa, insango, uphuzo, nokufeba, nethombe zabantu abanunu. Nizwile ukuthi bagcina kanjani laba bantu.
You who do not want to listen, you have heard what sin, dacha, drugs, alcohol, pornography, living an immoral life, what that does to you and where you end up.
Akugcinanga lapho. Umuntu onjalo uyesihogweni. Ushuthi ngale kwethuna.
It doesn't end there. After death, you go to hell. So, it doesn't just end there. They do not go to heaven. They are the ones that go to hell.
UJoseph, wathi angifuni ukuthi ngona kuNkulunkulu. Babusiseka abantu ngaye. Lapho ekhona kwabusiseka abanye lapho esekhluphekeni yena wathi angifuni ukuthi ngona kuNkulunkulu
Joseph
uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa wamenza inkosi yomhlaba wonke yaphinde yamenza umuntu usindisa uyise nabafowabo ukuze uNkulunkulu adala isizwe sakwa Israel abafowabo sebe balwa ukuthi bona bayezinhloko zezizwe zakwa Israel.
Joseph did not sin against God so that the people around him were blessed, so that his family was blessed, so that they could become the tribes of Egypt, of Israel.
Yes.
Do you hear that?
Abanye bagcina esihogweni, abanye bangamaqhawe akaNkulunkulu, abantu abalalela uNkulunkulu.
There are those that end up in hell, but those who become the heroes of God.
Kufanele ngibuze ukuthi ukhetha kuphi wena. Ukhethile uNkulunkulu wabuka inhliziyo yakho, wabuka ukuziphatha enkonzweni, wabuka ukuthi udlala, awulaleli, awuhloniphi. Kanti wena ayi kuthi awuhloniphi mina sacela ukuthi uNkulunkulu iba phakathi kwethu kusho ukuthi ngimi phambili koNkulunkulu ngihleli phambili koNkulunkulu ngizozuza lokho akubona uNkulunkulu ukuthi wena umhlonipha kanjani uNkulunkulu uyini uNkulunkulu kuwe.
You do not listen. You carry on playing. You do your own thing. We prayed and said, God, please be in our midst. You are not disrespecting me. You are disrespecting God. And God can see the decisions you have made in your heart.
Lutho magubu. Lutho ukusola uNkulunkulu ukuthi yini ngihlupheka kangaka emhlabeni. Yena wathi angifuni ukuthi ngona kuNkulunkulu. Ngesikhathi esikaNkulunkulu, makade uNkulunkulu emkhiphe ejele, embekela, emnika isikhundla, kuyeke kwenzeke. Kodwa ngesikhathi uFaro efuna ungqongqoshe ozophatha isizwe sakhe, kulapho uNkulunkulu wabona ukuthi sengifika lapho la kade ngimisa khona. Futhi wathembeka kuze kube manje. UNkulunkulu wabanaye. Wabusiseka, kwabusiseka iGibhithe.
No grudges.
Ayi kuthi yena wathola. Wabo. Waqoqa imngebo yomhlaba wonke. Izizwe zonke zafike zadayisa ngisho impilo yabo, isimo sabo, basdayisela uJosefa, kodwa uJosefa phela wena wayenzela uFaro.
No grudges, no complaining to God. He did what God wanted him to do in God's time as well. When he was in prison, he could not be released at any time. He could only be released then when Pharaoh needed him at that time, so that God could elevate him to that position and he was able to rule the world at that time, and that God could use him as God wanted to.
When age ufuna kuphi?
What do you choose?
Wena ufunani? Ufuna kufuza uJosefa noma ufuna ukuthi ubhubhe esihogweni la emhlabeni ube udoti unyanywa abantu bathi asemfuni lo waka wama omunye phakathi kwethu saxoshwa abasekhaya, saqoshwa umphakathi, saqoshwa abaphoyisa ethi hambane niye kwasiza abantu. Manje umfundisi wasimukela, thina ke siyambonga. Sithanda ukuthi simbonge nangempilo, hayi ngomlomo ukuthi siyabonga. Imisebenzi yethu ifakaza ukuphila kwethu, kufakaza ukuthi thina simthanda umfundisi, sifuna ukuthi simphilela yena, simbonge.
What do you choose? Are you willing to be despised by everyone while you are here on earth for God's sake? We had someone here who testified and said, I was despised by everyone. No one wanted me, be it my family, people at home, and the police even. And they said, you know what, you go to KwaSizwe and you will get help there. And they got help so much that they even thanked Reverend Steegan, not just for his words, but for his deeds and what he did. And that is what helped them.
UNkulunkulu ubonile inhliziyo yakho. Ubonile ukukhuluma kwakho nabanye, ungalaleli, ungakuzwe, udelele uNkulunkulu. Khetha Wikhethela wena angwazi ukuthi ngenkani ngikuthathe.
God has seen your heart. God has seen how you have spoken to your friends and what you have said. I cannot force you to make a decision for God, but see what God is saying to you.
Mangkhuluma mo sizo senizongqasuhla. Senzothi awuthule phela sesizwile.
If I speak more, are you going to say, keep quiet, you have spoken enough, we have heard what you want to say?
Angikwazi ukuthatha ngenkane, kodwa isicelo sami, bengithanda ukuthi umuntu olalela uNkulunkulu, niyabona ukugcina kwakhe, umuntu olalela inhliziyo yakhe, olalela imizwa yakhe, ongahloniphi, ongalaleli ukuthi ugcinaphi, kodwa uzwile futhi bengizama ngokusemandleni ami ukuthi ngikuvezela ukuthi ma uhlonipha uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu angakuphakamisa, uzuphakama njengenkanyezi emhlabeni.
I cannot force you. You make your decisions out of your own heart and see where you end up. But I was trying to show you and explain to you someone who has let God work in their life, someone who was able to see how God was leading them, how God was able to elevate them, so much so that the stars bowed down to them.
Ngibonga ukuthi sicelile ukuthi uNkulunkulu ibe phakathi kwethu. Buka lo mfana ophazamisa abanye, ohluphayo, isihogo siyoba nzima, uzokhumbula kuthi kwakukhona ikhehla langikhuza, kodwa ngalibhuqa, ngalihleka, ngithi ngibhuqa yena kanti ngibhuqa wena uNkulunkulu.
I am thankful that we ask God to be in our midst, because you who are traveling there, one day you will be reminded. You saw that grandfather speaking, and you laughed at him, and you mocked him, and God will remember that.
Ukuze ngikusho konke lokho, ngifisa ukufisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi kungaphuphi noyedwa phakathi kwethu esihogweni, kodwa sonke sithola ukusinda, sithola ukuphila, sithola ukuthi siphilele izulu.
I say that because that is what God also wants, that none of us perish in hell one day, but that we can all live a life fit for heaven.
Nkulunkulu anibusise.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngenkonzo ubaba asiphathele yona.
Thank you so much for that service, for that message that Mr. Stegen, Uncle Heino, as we know him, brought to us.
Kuyisimanga abantu abasha, ubaba udlulile dala eminyakeni u-80, noma ngeke ngibesho ukuthi iminyaka yakhe ingakanani, usedlule ku-90. Ubaba uyangilungisa ukuthi usedlule ngisho ku-90 years. Ngicela nizibuke ukuthi uma ningaka nikhuzwa umuntu ono-90 years, niyofika inina ku-90.
Now, I don't know if you realize, Uncle Heino is already over 90 years old. And just imagine, if you've got to be repeatedly reprimanded and you don't listen when you're reprimanded by a 90-year-old man, do you think you'll ever reach that age?
Okungibusisile nje
Joseph akahambanga nomfundisi akahambanga
Joseph, Uncle Heiner just says, Joseph went to Egypt. He didn't have a Bible with him. There was no minister close by who accompanied him or was there. But even so, he had the Lord in his heart. And that is why he said, how can I do such a great evil and sin against God? I think it's so clear. Now, young people, do this good thing for yourself.
Uma ukhuziwe uba ngumsindo wahleka ukhuza umuntu omdala waphazamisa abanye wakhuzwa ngecellphone kodwa awuzanga ukuzoxolisa. Ngicela mina usale uxolise ngesenzo sakho ukuze ungahambi nesiqalekiso.
If you made a noise in the service, having been reprimanded, if you disturbed others, if you were busy with your cell phone, and you did all of that, and you haven't yet apologized, do yourself this favor and remain behind afterwards and make that right, lest you leave this place with a curse.
Kukhona isikhathi engisabayo iBhayibheli elisishoyo. KuAmos uchapter 8 uqala kuverse 11 ukuya ku13.
There's a word in the Bible that makes me to tremble. It speaks of a certain time. We read it in Amos chapter 8 from 11. Verse 11
to 13. Lithi uyabona lezi inkonzo ziya ngasekugcineni kuzomenyezelwa mhlawumbe ukuthi inkonzo eyilandelayo zabantu abasha zizoba nini ngoJune kodwa leli vesi kuAmos lithi kuzisikhathi sendlala lapha abantu beyoba bengalambelanga isinkwa kodwa belambela izwi likaNkulunkulu kuthiwa insizwe ezinhle neintombi ezinhle ziyogijima zisuka kolunye ulwandle ziye kolunye. Angizazi ukuthi iy'nkonzo zakwasiza abantu ziyoba zikuphi ngaleso sikhathi.
Now, these services, this conference is drawing to a close. It's almost coming to the end. Quite soon we'll probably hear an announcement where it'll be said when the next conference will be, round about in June in this coming year. However, here in Amos chapter 8 from verse 11, we read about a certain time when there will be a famine. Not a famine of food or water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. And then it says that people will stagger about and wander about searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. I don't know where the services that are held here at KwaSizaBantu Mission, where they will be at that time.
Nginombono anga ngizenzela umbono emqondweni wami ukuthi ingathi kuyothi noma kuthiwa amen kuthiwe seningathatha amathikiti njengoba nigijima ningakhuzeki ngalezo insuku niyoba nihlala kube sengathi bangaqhubeka ningenandaba nesinkwa senifuna lokhu.
And I've got this picture in my mind that those of you who cannot wait to leave, just waiting for the word amen, that you can go and collect your meal tickets, how it will it be to you and with you during that time? I think you will be like people that are almost crazy or insane just to hear God's word. You'll be so desperate, you won't mind to hear God's word. You will want to just keep on hearing it. And that word which you just kicked about, and you won't have any time for physical food, anything like that.
angazi why lelizwi lingasho ukuthi abantu abadala lithi insizwe ezinhle neintombi ezinhle kunentombi ezinhle ezihleli la ezilokho zicishela abafana amehlo kunabafana bahle abahleli la abalokho bebuka ngala ngasemantombazaneni kodwa sizophela leso sikhathi njengoba kuseyinala izwi lenkosi namhlanje ngalelo langa uyothi uncengwa kuthiwe hamba uyodla ubuthi ufuna izwi lenkosi.
Now, the word in particular mentions young women. It says, in that day, the lovely young women and strong young men will faint because of thirst. And it particular mentions young people, not older people. And maybe there are young people in our midst, young men, who are casting glances towards the girls and looking at the girls. And maybe girls casting glances to the boys. But there will be a time when they will faint for thirst for the word of God, and it will be a different time when that time comes.
Sizocela ubaba uDube azo asivalele ubaba ngomthandazo. Esazovala ngomthandazo ngizocela ukuthi abantu abasha njengoba sihlala simemezele balinde kuphuma abantu abadala bese send the show ukuthi sithathe amathikiti.
We'll ask Baba Dube to come forward and to close for us. After that, as usual, we request that you give the older people an opportunity to leave first. Thereafter, you can leave orderly. Make sure that you don't leave without a meal ticket because you're going to need it where they dish up the food. But if you realize you don't have peace in your heart, you can remain behind when the others lead out, and then you can make right with God. Before I pray, I just want to again say thank you very much to Baba, to Mr. Stegan, for the word that he brought us. The service was so wonderful, and when he stopped, it was still nice. He could have still continued. It's wonderful when God reveals his word to and through an older person. Now, if I can just whisper this to you, I grew up at a time when Uncle Heino's father was still alive. And they honored and respected him. And I can see the signs and I can see the reward for that, for their honoring their father. And that is why they have also grown up and reach such a ripe age.
Uma uyisevela le eMbalane bezokwakha la ebabiza ngamagama bebegijima ngejubane babebiza ngengisho ngegama ke ebiza lo ebiza lo ebiza lo bethi papa papa mabethi papa bethi baba baba hayi nje ngenkulu inhlonipho.
And when their father left Mbalane and he came to another place, he came here to build here, then, and he would call them by their name. They would respond quickly. They'd come running to him and saying, Papa, Papa, meaning father. And they would really honor their father.
No munye sukale sukale babiza madodana bephathi sando beshayela bakhale mission hayi ukuthi bengamayithe nginifuna lana bakhona ngisho umfundisi uqobo bephathi sando mayimbiza ethi njengamanje sesokwakha athina ke besimlalisa umfundisi engakashada bevuka ekseni mayisethe nje imbiza ngegama khona lapho sezo zithi nwele akugijima aye sithi nangu ubaba wakho usefikile athi oh maethi umbiza ngakha maphume khona lapho aqonde kuyena.
And they built many of the buildings here on the mission, in the early days, and they would come with their hammers and their tools, and their father would tell them, look, now you've got to build. And they would come from all over, from where they were staying, and they would come and assist and do the building. And even Reverend Stegan himself, at that time before he got married, we still slept in the same room as he slept. And then he would get the message that his father is here and he's calling him. He'd just quickly get his hair flat and then he'd rush off to go to his father. He didn't say, Father, no, I'm the minister here. I can't do that. Let my brothers do the work. No, he listened and they obeyed their father and they did the work. Uncle Heino and the other brothers, they didn't say, well, we've got our own farms, we've got our own businesses to look after. They obeyed their father. When he would say to them, I want you all there, we're going to do God's work, they would obey him and they would do it. And if you see the sons of Mr. Stegan there from Mtunzini, the way that they also respect and honor and obey, they follow that example. And if you look at the daughters of Reverend Stegan, they are also respectful and obedient.
Ngani?
Why?
Bathola lokhu.
They grew up being disciplined.
Bashawa.
They got hidings.
Bashawa.
They got hidings.
Nina jabula nsashawa.
Now you so happy. You don't get hidings anymore.
Mina nje ngayishaya zamingana angibangandaba nalo hulumeni ngayishaya nje.
And I too
soneka hulumeni ezami. Ngiyajabula bangilalela emoyeni mabe ngilalela ezami ngayishaya noma sekuthiwa ingashawa ngayishaya ezami azoneka hulumeni.
Ayizalanga hulumeni. I'm not ashamed to say, even if this would be broadcasted and live streaming, that I gave my children hidings. Even when the government said, no hidings, I said, well, those children don't belong to the government. I gave my own children hidings, not the children of the government, my children.
And
my son even phoned me and said, Dad, your grandchild, my son, is disobedient and is giving me problems. So I gave him a hiding because he too grew up receiving hidings.
And
even my grandchild, who was entrusted to me while he was here, I also gave him hidings. Because the Bible says that you shouldn't spare the rod. So I was obedient to the Bible, not what the government says in that.
And that's why
Joseph, the same. He grew up to show respect, to be obedient. That is why he lived the life that he lived. And he said, how can I do such a thing against and sin against God? And you heard what Uncle Heiner said, Mr. Stegan. He said, Joseph didn't go with the preacher. He didn't have anybody else looking after him, but he was with God and he was before God.
And maybe
you only do things before people's eyes. Maybe because your parent isn't here, that's why you maybe make a noise and maybe even put things in your suitcase that your mother isn't aware of. and you wear those items of clothing here. When you go back home, you hide it away, and then you get dressed nicely again because you just lived before your parents. I once just looked at this matter of Joseph, and I just tried to put a picture or form a picture in my mind, just like a child. And then I thought, maybe it was just God's way. You know, I thought it wasn't actually the right thing that Joseph should have told his brothers there, his dreams. And I looked at this and I said, you know, it wasn't a wise thing of Joseph to go and blurt out his dreams to his brothers. He should have kept it quiet. He should have kept it for himself and said, well, if that's the case, then it'll come to fulfillment. I thought, you know, it was, I don't know why. Why did Joseph go and tell his brothers that?
What am I saying?
But then I looked at it again from another angle, and I said, the reason why God probably allowed this so that the hearts of the brothers could be revealed to us, and that it's part of history now, it's recorded that they had such evil, unbelieving hearts. Let us pray.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sparing and keeping our elders, and that we can hear such wonderful messages, sweeter than honey, when we hear the reward and the fruit of obedience. Lord, where would we have been if our elders had not obeyed their parents, if they had not believed and had faith in you? What would have become of us? We would have never experienced what we're experiencing today. We would have never heard what we are hearing today. We would have never received the gospel as we've received it. And Lord, we are thankful for somebody like Uncle Heino, who till now continues to support his brother, Reverend Stegen, who stands together with him, who doesn't say, stop taking all those children to the mission, and they just waste your money and waste your time, but he stands together with him in the furthering and the preaching of the gospel. And we see Reverend Stegen's daughters and his sons-in-law also standing with him, cooperating with him, and working together with him in the gospel. We see his co-workers who are still faithful and standing with him and preaching the gospel. And we say, Lord, for that, wouldn't you please bless them?
Amen.
And Lord, as we are going to go out, may you help those who realize that they need to get right with you to remain behind, to have that courage to stay behind, that they can be washed and cleansed of their sin.
Amen.
Amen.